Blog Talk Radio.
Office Radio Show. I'm your host. It is so awesome to be here and talk to our guest today, Mr. Barry Hess II, author of Grit. All right, Barry, kind of give us a background on where you come from and how it led you on your journey to become a published, I love that word, published author.
Wonderful. And thank you for having me, Mr. Grant. I appreciate it. As you know, I grew up in, was born and raised in Big Carson, California. Went to school at Fresno State, that's my alma mater. I studied politics. From there, I worked for a number of mayors, council members, congressmen.
Genre here is religion, self-help, and kind of tell us how it led you on that journey from your background. Synopsis, it talks about integrity, giving, positivity, erosion. Tell us about
writers, writing is sort of a grueling process.
little bit of personal discipline to get through that process? Did you write it a week, a month, a year? What was the time frame?
I was actually writing about 10 months when I was on the job. So when I would come home, I'd take, you know, an hour or so, and I'd do the best. I'm exhausted from, you know, 10 to 15 hours of work that day, but, you know, I just hit the best I can, and I think that the pain of exhaustion actually propelled me to write. It gave me enough strength to write. And there was actually one experience where, towards the end of the book, I think I was about 75%, about 75% of the way through the book, and my laptop crashed. So I thought I lost all of my information. It actually helped to look like me in the sky, because I started working on different genres of writing. I learned so much, and eventually I found a way to get the material off of the hard drive, and I was able to complete my book. So it was all a blessing in disguise, and it was just another, I guess you could say, test to see if I would keep going or would I give up. And I think that's what you're facing when you're writing, is you're sort of looking yourself in the mirror and seeing how self-reliant are you resilient. You're looking at your own sense of worth and integrity. So, yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely phenomenal. So it's all about perseverance. It's all about determination. It's all about just doing a little bit every day. So that's really one of the biggest things you want to stress when we talk to young writers or writers that have not yet written that novel, to actually just kind of push through and push forward and take it out your brain and put it on paper and just whatever you're thinking. Somebody out there will be connected to that and want to embrace that and want to be part of what you're doing and what you're thinking, and you might empower somebody you've never met. So that's the power and beauty of writing. So tell us a little bit more about, do you have a website? Do you go and speaking engagements? How can they contact you? All those kinds of things.
You can contact me by email if you'd like to. That's edberry@yahoo.com. So it's just my name backwards, edberry@yahoo.com. The website is not up yet. I do have a Facebook site. It's simply great. And I have begun to help out in the marketplace. Different events. There is a community event at the local community center in the city of Carson that I'll be participating in the month of February. So that usually receives a lot of attendance, and I'll be there distributing my work, and people come up and speak. I believe it's the 25th of February, which is a Saturday.
And the community center, and what's the name of the event itself?
It is hosted by the Carson Black Chamber. It's a special event for the month of February, which is Black History Month.
Oh, phenomenal. So if you're around, you're available, you're in Southern California, great time to go out and meet the young author and buy one of his books. And we always stress that you can get that book online. You can get that book from him directly. And it's a phenomenal piece, and I've read some of it already, and looking forward to continue the process. And I know you're in the throes of writing that next book.
Absolutely. I am working on another book right now. I was working on it this morning, actually, on page 70. And I'm working on two other pieces of material as well. So it's a lot of work, a lot of effort. And hopefully I use this time to get back to the community. People will help me. And I think that's why I made the change from politics to the life I have now, taking that sort of leap of faith, especially when the topic of my book revolves around God and faith and fear and things of that nature. So take that leap of faith. It's risky, but it seems to be paying off.
And I know you're working on your master's degree in divinity at Gateway Seminary, and your experience as working in the Congress and the State Assembly and the Department of Justice is going to serve you well. And again, the book is GRIT, G-R-I-T, is a faith-based book which serves as a guide for practical living and spiritual healing. It gives assistance in situations that are confusing and comforts those who find themselves in circumstances that provide extreme uncertainty. And when you try something new, it can be uncertain and disorientating, but the best thing is to persevere and continue to go through. Anything else you want to share with the audience?
Time of day it is with you, and we look forward to seeing you in our next episode. Thank you so much.